2 weeks ago, the fourth Sunday in Easter was designated as World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Holy Mother Church enjoins us to work and pray for vocations to the permanent diaconate, the priesthood, and consecrated religious life. Since I did not get the chance to talk about vocations at this Mass then, I wanted to share some thoughts on vocations with you today. Now, if you are a person who bounces around from Masses, it's possible that you might have heard this homily before. So if you have, please look for something different in it and pray for me, okay, as we go along. Let's do that, okay? From Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now, all of you know that when you apply for a job or attempt to change your vocation or your position, you must always ask about the pay and the benefits. What's the salary going to be? What are the benefits? Life insurance, health insurance, sick leave, vacation time. So as I thought of the National Day of Prayer for Vocations, I thought it might be a good time to talk about the pay and benefits of a priest. Why might I do that? Well, over the years, this parish has produced a good number of vocations to the priesthood, notably Monsignor Harris, who was here yesterday, Father Trapp, and most recently, Father Fry. But currently, we have no one on the poster for seminarians. When you consider the size of our parish and the many blessings that our Lord has bestowed upon us, we should certainly have some men on the poster at all times. That's my opinion anyway. I'm convinced it is likely that other boys and young men in our parish are receiving a call to be a priest, and I want to make sure that they're fully aware of all the pay and benefits of a priest. As a diocesan priest, we make promises of a simple life, celibacy, and obedience. Here in Charleston, we receive a monthly stipend of about $3,000 per month, plus Social Security, a retirement contribution, health insurance, and access to a 403B. When I was a seminarian at St. Mary's in Houston, Texas, they were establishing a new ordinariate for Episcopalian and Anglican ministers who wished to become Catholic. One of my professors, Monsignor Steenson, was working out the compensation for these men who would soon become Roman Catholic priests. One day in class, I was surprised to hear him say that we priests in Charleston have one of the best compensation packages of all the dioceses in the United States. But that being said, you don't answer the call to be a priest to become wealthy. But I wanted to talk about the benefits of the priesthood. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What are some of the benefits that come with being a priest? Allow me to talk about just some of them. As a priest, I have the great joy of baptizing babies, young boys and girls and adults, and bringing them into the kingdom of God. I experienced the deep joy of the family members present. One time when I was at Resurrection Catholic Church in Houston, I baptized 17 babies on a Saturday afternoon all by myself. For me, that record has never been broken. When I was at OLP, I was thrilled to baptize, confirm, and give the Holy Eucharist to a man who came into the Catholic Church from the Islamic faith. What a conversion. What a great thrill that was. When God called me to be a priest, he impressed upon me that I would be an agent of reconciliation. When I was at St. Mary, or later Ransom, in Georgetown, in a 2 to 3 day period, I heard confessions from people who had been away from the church for 10, 20, 40, and 50 years. God used me to bring them back to Christ and his church. I have been in the confessional when men and women, crushed, absolutely crushed by an overwhelming load of sin, are freed and forgiven, and they can stand up straight again and begin to live a new life in Christ. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. As a priest, I get to see men and women begin the RCIA process. I see them come in with all kinds of questions and concerns, not sure what it is they're going to do. And then, through the work of the Holy Spirit, I get to see the light come on. They get it, and they want to embrace the fullness of the Catholic faith. After Mass, I get to greet the people. I get to see all the beautiful children. I get to hug them, bless them with a cross on their foreheads. And most of the time, I get a smile from the babies. And they go home with their parents, who get to change their diapers. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We are pleased to have a school and very much blessed to have a school here at St. Mary's. I love our children, and it is so rich to be able to offer Mass for them. You know, I tell people that it's virtually impossible for me to have a bad day here at St. Mary's. All I have to do is walk out on the playground, and they yell at me, "Hey, Father, how are you?" My spirit is uplifted and renewed immediately. And the Eucharist, the immense joy of offering Mass for the faithful. God uses my hands, my imperfect mind, body, and soul to confect the Eucharist. And then I get to place the host on your hands or your tongue. And I get to see your eyes, the eyes of your faith. You see, you cannot see your own eyes as you come up for communion, but I can. What a great blessing that is. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And of course, life on this earth does not last forever. I'm frequently called to bedsides to hear confessions, offer the sacrament of the sick, and give out Vaticum. And usually, I sing one of the great hymns of the church for them. I'm always conscious that I need to do my best for them, for they will soon see Jesus. And sometimes people get tangled up in marriages that do not and will not work, and then they get married outside the church without a decree of nullity. Then I get to work with them through the diocese to seek a decree of nullity that they might be properly married in the church and receive all the sacraments and blessings of our wonderful church. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And the weddings. We do about 10 to 15 weddings each year here at St. Mary's. Each couple's story is unique and special. Many of them are situations where the couple just married civilly, or they were not married at all, but the desire to get right with God. I put them through a process of marriage preparation. They go to confession, and then I hear them exchange consent in a nuptial mass. What a great joy to look into their eyes at the wedding, and then later on, as they receive the Eucharist for the first time in many years. In Georgetown, I did the marriage preparation for an Army staff sergeant and his fiancée. I will never forget that wedding. Because he was in the Army, all his groomsmen were Army NCOs. So I was up in front near the altar with the groom when his best man came up, a big, tough, burly Army NCO. As he got up to the groom, he leaned in close, and in a command voice, he said, "Don't cry." The rest of the groomsmen came in, and then one by one, all the bridesmaids. Finally, they opened the doors in the back of the church, and he saw his bride for the first time. And he began to weep, big, big crocodile tears. He even pulled out a multicolored handkerchief to catch all the tears. What a great joy to experience that. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. When I was a layman in Anderson, I can recall feeling that I was being called to the priesthood, but not having the nerve to answer the call. Then one day, I heard my pastor pray for those in the parish who were being called to the priesthood, that they might have the courage to answer. That prayer really spoke to me. So my message to all the boys and young men here consider the unbelievable benefits of the priesthood of Jesus Christ. If God is calling you to be a priest, have the courage and answer the call. Do not be afraid. Our Lord will lead you, and he will provide for you. And to the girls and young ladies present here, God may very well be calling you to be a religious sister or a nun. If he is, do not be afraid. Say yes to our Lord. And yes, we may have four deacons here, but there is room at this parish for more. Talk to our permanent deacons and ask them about our diaconate program. As a young man finishes high school and heads out into the world, there is always a fork in the road. There's a decision that has to be made. And the decision is not, should I go to Clemson or USC? Or should I enter the military? Or should I learn how to be an electrician? Or should I be a doctor or a teacher? No. The fork in the road for all young men should be, is God calling me to be a good and faithful husband? Or is he calling me to be a good and faithful priest? That should be the first fork in the road for all young men. In our gospel for today, Jesus said, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." We need faithful men to answer God's call to be priests, that they might lay down their lives for the people of God. May our boys and young men hear the call and have the courage to answer.